This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour is the Robert Scott Bell Show, broadcasting from the booth of Sovereign Silver here. And I was fortunate enough to be invited to lecture at the NTA yesterday and did a talk about immune system, gut health primarily, and how to repair the intestinal integrity, the lining itself of the epithelium. And in this lecture, I'm just going to go right to it, there was one guy asking questions during the talk, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is so laser focused. And he's asking such good questions. I got to get to know him. And we talked briefly afterwards, and he's just kind. He's got the heart of a healer, but he's got wisdom. I know he is for. Well, how do we say this? He's probably forgotten more than I know. I'm just saying. His name, Dr. Herb Joyner Bay, and he's being honored with the Pioneer Award here at the NPA Northwest. Dr. Joyner, Herb. I'm so honored to meet you. I feel like I'm a fan of yours, and I just met you. It's weird, I know.
The pleasure is mine. I'm just overwhelmed by all this adulation.
Well,
I'm just playing folks, people.
It is. That's the thing. He's got the heart of a healer. I could sense it the moment I met him, and the intelligence of someone that really gets it. Not only, you know, when we talk about biology, physiology, things like that, but in terms of historical knowledge of how we got here, I could talk with this guy. He's already there. You're already there. You know this stuff.
I've been around this field like 45 years. I should know something.
I'm thinking. And that's why, you know, I feel like you're like a national treasure, that there's so much that I want to pull from you and make sure that you're on the circuit as long as you want to be to communicate and teach the things that have been lost. Because those, as you know, who have lost history, don't know history, are doomed to repeat the mistakes of the past. And we're making so many mistakes in healthcare in America. It's ridiculous.
Because the powers that be don't want to know the history.
Yeah.
If you keep people, you know, in a state of, I hate to use the word ignorance, but a state of misinformation, mm-hmm. and distracted away from things that are really important, then you can do whatever you can do and no one challenges you.
Right.
Get away with it.
So if you, now again, 45 years in this, I'm reading a little bit of your bio. You're a naturopath, you're a homeopath, you've served as medical science consultant in the nutraceutical industry for many years. Mm-hmm. You probably, again, you've lectured apparently all over the world, U.S., Canada, U.K., you've been on radio many times. You've had a degree in physics from Johns Hopkins,
mm-hmm.
Your ND degree through Bastyr, and graduate of professional courses in classical homeopathy through the International Foundation for Homeopathy in Seattle.
Sure.
Again, quite a storied career. I can't even get to all of it in the minutes we have together. But let's start with your passion, your mission. What are you here to do? You've been doing it for a long time. I just met you finally. And I want to know if I can help you get the word out with whatever you're doing.
Where do we begin? We need to get people, as we've been trying for ages now, to think differently about taking care of their health. I mean, it starts with how people, the choices people make every day. This whole natural health movement isn't about being some kind of freak or some kind of weirdo and so forth. It's simply going back, I'll put it this way. Give yourselves what they want and they'll take care of you the rest of your life. Eat for yourselves. Eat for your genes. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people take better care of their cars than take care of their own bodies. You know that.
It's true.
So if you want your cells working for you throughout your life, especially your brain cells, if you want them to work in old age, give them what they want every day. This is just that simple. I keep away from them what they don't want. It's just a simple thing. It's not that hard to do, but people are so inundated by the hype and the messaging that's coming from the establishment that wants to get you hooked on this junk food or that drug and so forth.
Right.
And distraction away from what the cells actually require every day.
Well,
very simple message.
We've moved so far away from food, so far away from food.
Yes.
In fact, the federal government likes to restrict our freedom to know that food is medicine.
Right.
The moment you make that claim and you sell it, you become like a terrorist. They will find you. They will hunt you down. I mean, it's crazy.
There was a woman who wrote a book that I love back in the 70s called, she's a Canadian woman. The book is called Let Your Juicer Be Your Drugstore.
Let Your Juicer
Be Your Drugstore. Yeah. I forgot the name of the woman, but that was the title of the book. In fact, the wonderful quote from that book that I always use, man does not die, he kills himself.
Yeah, we have a suicide mission, apparently, in the West.
Slow suicide.
Yeah, yeah, it's
human
brutal.
Beings tend to commit slow suicide.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we look at what they call health care in America, let's be honest, it's not health care.
It's
nothing about
care.
This system. It's disease management, right?
Right, right?
And I even say that...
With a big price tag attached to it.
Huge price tag. It's bankrupting everybody.
Yeah, right.
But in fact, the system of disease management actually causes disease.
Oh, no question.
Not only manages it. So when
Well, you read that quote yesterday... We know for a fact that every year, in hospital settings, under ideal circumstances, correctly prescribed drugs kill something like 110,000 people every year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how many are dying of adverse drug reactions outside the hospital setting, but inside the hospitals, 110,000 every year.
It's a holocaust.
It's a holocaust.
It's a level of you know,
yet they want to point the finger at this industry. If we had anything near that, we'd shut down immediately.
You're right. You're right. Exactly. So what can we do? Because we got the mainstream media is not our friend. That's why I've been doing this since 1999
right.
to try and get the word out in a non-pharmaceutical, conflicted kind of way. Yet there are so many people clamoring and screaming for government intervention in healthcare to save them. When it is that very governmental intervention that created a monopoly that was the disaster that is harming them.
The main thing the government intervention is that, first of all, if this government intervention, why are they controlling the dangerous drugs that are approved by the FDA? Why was Vioxx approved from Merck when they overruled the Merck scientists saying there was a dangerous drug, and they overruled the FDA scientists saying the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
The executives of Merck overruled their scientists, and the FDA administrators overruled their scientists. The drug was released, and now we have all these lawsuits as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the government oversight around that?
Sure. And think about from the poorest Americans and their clamoring, or at least people that claim to represent them, clamoring for more access to health insurance coverage, which is not health insurance, right?
Exactly.
I have argued they need food.
They need
supplementation.
Food.
But who's reaching into that community to
no
let them know?
Think about this. I mean, I helped to start a produce cooperative in Baltimore to reach out to poor African Americans in there. We have in Detroit, Michigan, Motortown, we have food deserts. You have to get on the bus and ride 2 hours to get to a decent supermarket out in the suburbs outside of Detroit, mm-hmm. From the heart of the city.
Yes.
That's the problem. If poor people can't get access to good produce, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds that will support their health, what do they have access to? Some junk food dispensing corner stores. So that
and it's cheap because it's subsidized by government of the industries like that produce GMO corn.
Exactly.
And this is poisoning our population,
poisoning those
that are you know, right. economically challenged.
We know for a fact that the cheapest food in the world is always starchy food. That's why poor people become obese because all they can afford to eat is starchy food that puts all the extra fat in the body, leading to diabetes and all kinds of other problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. We have to get people back to food. You can't even go into a school cafeteria and find decent food. That's a problem, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
They're using leftover government surplus cheese. It probably isn't fit to eat. And, I don't want to get too controversial.
No, you can do it.
That latest documentary that Michael Moore put out, Where to Invade Next.
Yes.
He goes to France, to a small town in France. They have a top chef there in an elementary school feeding this wonderful four-course meal. Mm-hmm. And that meal costs less to give to the French children. They cost a junk food meal here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
If they can give high-quality food to kids in France at a lower cost than we're giving junk food in America, what is wrong here?
Right. Now, what you mentioned food deserts. I've seen some heroes, I would call them, going into like the inner cities in Detroit and other, and establishing like urban farms.
Exactly.
Taking these plots of land that have been abandoned and converting them
to food
forests.
They're doing Milwaukee, Chicago, and Detroit. They're doing this kind of thing.
I get chills when I see that.
Absolutely.
I get so happy.
You can take, I think they're even doing it in Southern California. Just take with all this urban development going on, take a block of just a square block and turn that land into an urban farm and then feed the people from there.
It's a miracle that it's happening, but it is happening,
right,
despite the objections by, right? Now, going back 45 or so years, what was it that stimulated you to go into naturopathy, eventually homeopathy? Holistic medicine at that time was really not looked upon in a friendly way. Things are changing a little, but back then, what drove you into it?
My first job out of the Army was at State College, Pennsylvania. I was working for the Corning Glassworks plant there, and there was a guy there named Dean, and I call him Pennsylvania's version of Jack LaLanne. He was this dynamic, energetic, middle-aged guy. He had more energy than most teenagers have, and he was living a natural lifestyle. And he was talking to whoever's willing to listen. I listened to a couple of conversations. So I started reading Prevention Magazine. And then my good friend, Sister Sandra Fresh Bay back in Baltimore, was saying the same thing. Those two people, a few conversations, I started reading what they were reading. Suddenly it all made sense.
Yeah.
Why isn't everyone doing this? Why aren't doctors preaching this?
Yeah.
It was so obvious.
Right.
I mean, Tom Pierce wrote that book, In Search of Excellence.
Yeah.
He came up with that term, a blinding flash of the obvious.
Okay.
When I read that, it was a blinding flash of the obvious. Why isn't everyone doing this? This is the key to health and well-being.
So did you grow up, you mentioned Johns Hopkins before. Were you always in Baltimore when you were younger?
I grew up in Baltimore.
Okay, because they need a lot of help there on this front.
Yes. Because we lost the GM plant and we lost the Bethlehem Steel plant. The economic foundation of the city was pulled out from under them.
Yeah.
And that's why people lost jobs, everything collapsed. Same thing happened in Detroit.
Sure. And the irony is they're very close to D.C.
Yes.
People still look to the centralized federal bureaucracy as if it's going to save them. Didn't they learn anything from Katrina?
The federal bureaucracy is all controlled by the corporate establishment.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be negative about it, but that's what's going on.
No.
Look at the food pyramid coming out of the Department of Agriculture. You can bet your grandmother's boot, these are congressmen, senators, and governors from all the states selling these kind of products that we're talking about, that are non-food products, wants their stuff on that food pyramid.
Right, of course. They lobby for placement.
Exactly.
It's not about what really is needed. It's about what they need to sell.
Exactly.
And then they buy the congress
critters. That's all for commercial reasons.
Folks,
your sales don't care about that.
You have got to save yourself, and in that way you can save your friends, your family, your community. It's not because someone else is coming down like Deus Ex Machina in a science fiction movie.
Nope.
Don't wait for that. Create the food, grow the food, make your medicine, the herbs, the plants, the medicinals, homeopathy, the least expensive of all the medicines on planet Earth.
Right.
One plant can make a million remedies. That's what we're talking, efficiency.
Absolutely.
And, in fact, one of the things, we're going to take a break and come right back. Dr. Herb knows about the nozotes, homeopathic nozotes, prophylaxis. We may mention the Cuba experiment with leptospirosis next as well. From the Natural Products Association here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up. RobertScottBell.com with the Pioneer Award winner. He's awesome. Dr. Herb Joyner Bay. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm joined here by Dr. Herb Joyner Bay, and I'd like to call him my new best buddy, but we just met, but I can tell the things that he knows. You know what? I appreciate so much. Whenever I was around somebody that knows history, I just wanted to be there and just get it by osmosis to feel your story.
We could start the organization called Bell and Bay.
Yeah.
That would work. Bell and Bay.
I would like that. That would be awesome. But you know what I'm saying? You've seen things I haven't seen in my life. I've only read about. And, you know, you took a course in your life that was far from what's considered a mainstream pathway, right? And even from your community, why aren't there more people from the African American community going into naturopathy and homeopathy? I mean, that's to me a crime that's not reaching the community as much as it should.
That is a great question. There aren't that many of us in this field of naturopathic medicine. I think because there's so much focus in the African community doing the conventional thing. I have a cousin who's a very successful pediatrician at the University of Michigan, professor of pediatrics and so forth, and has been quite successful with that. We are conventional thinkers. We're not willing to think out of the box. We're not willing to rock the boat and find out what's really going on. Yeah. I mean, no harm to him.
Yeah.
I'm not attacking what he's done and so forth.
But we got enough pediatricians. We got too many pediatricians. You know what I'm saying? And they're doing great harm with vaccines to kids that are not deficient in the stuff they inject.
What can I say?
Yeah.
What can I say? But there's too much conventional thinking. I mean, the African community tends to be conventional in their thinking in terms of religion, in terms of certain kinds of behaviors. Unlike the stereotype that tends to be placed upon us by the wider community, it's a conservative place in terms of how people think and how people behave.
Right.
So especially in the African churches. They're even trying to, like in Seattle, trying to get this message into Mount Zion Church, which is the big African American church there. It's like pulling teeth.
Have you presented there ever?
I've tried to get in there. It's hard to do.
Wow. I'm telling you, if you
there are a few churches where I've been able to do this, but they are a few and far between.
And I've said this, if we can get into any church, synagogue, mosque, whatever, and teach this message, it'll transform like a wildfire. But the people are, you know, they forget, if they read the Bible, back when the food was, well, it was all organic. There was no GMOs. That was the kashrut. The kosher laws were based on cleanliness, and we've lost sight of that. And they're, you know, feeding hydrogenated fried chicken on Sundays or Wednesday. It's crazy.
Well, right from the book of Daniel, where they were talking about there was a choice between eating the plant-based foods, eating the rich meats and so forth that the princes and the elite had and so forth.
Yeah.
The ones eating the plant-based food live longer and have better health than the ones eating the rich meats and other things, the delicacies that the aristocrats had.
Right.
Right there in the book of Daniel.
Right, right. So, your journey as such, you've impacted, obviously you're being honored with the Pioneer Award. People know you and acknowledge you and appreciate you. There are certain communities that are not open yet, and we're working our level best to reach into them. And I'm just, like I said, this is another reason why I'm so excited to connect with you, because you're a voice that, even though you've been around a while, there are a lot more people that don't yet know about you that I want them to know about you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So how can people find out more about you? After the show, where would they go? Would they go online to a web page? What would they do?
I don't have a web page per se. I mean, I'm doing the medical science consultant, the Burlington Organic Oils. This is going on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just go to YouTube and put in my name, Herb Joyner Bay. And there are a couple of videos there that were produced by Nature's Fair, which is a wonderful chain of health food stores in British Columbia.
Okay.
And Karen Marquardt is this dynamic marketing person who actually arranged for those videos to be done.
Okay.
I'm actually speaking to an audience of health food consumers.
Okay.
On the a wide range of subjects in nutrition. It's right there on YouTube. It's put in my name, Herb Joyner Bay.
By the way, you spell Herb, H-E-R-B, just like you think. Joyner is J-O-I-N-E-R hyphen B-E-Y.
B-E-Y.
So that's important for those. And if you're not sure about it, go to the show notes. Super Don's going to make sure that's there. We've got a picture of Dr. Herb Joyner Bay as well. We got about a minute left. It's just not enough time. What do you want to tell the audience around the world about? If I should throw it out there, what do you want to sell?
Take charge of your life. Don't believe what the establishment is saying. Find out for yourself, do your own research, and come to your own conclusions, and get information from reputable people like Mr. Bell here, and that will set you straight.
Yeah, and also learn about homeoprophylaxis. We were talking off the air about the fact that you know about what happened in Cuba with the leptospirosis. They couldn't get the vaccine. They used the nozode.
Absolutely.
And the disease plummeted.
Exactly. That's a spirochete that in the same category as syphilis. And they get it because the rodents actually urinate into the water when they have floods from hurricanes. People drink the water, they come down with the disease. Mm-hmm. Simply by giving the homeopathic nozodes two doses, 2 weeks apart, inexpensive to do. 5 million people vaccinated, the infection rate and the disease rate drop off the charts.
Not just 1 year, but two years or more.
Right.
I understood this.
You will never hear that in the conventional literature at all. This was kept top secret, hush-hush, because it's too controversial relative to conventional
medicine. He knows. Dr. Herb Joyner Bay, God bless you, my friend.
God bless
you. I can't wait to have you on again.
The pleasure will be mine.
All right, folks. We're going to be back with more Powerful Healing to wrap it up. I think we got Josh Hendricks talking hemp CBD after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, I'm excited. This segment's going to even be better. I don't know if that's possible, but we're adding hemp and CBD into the mix. Dr. Herb Joyner Bay is back. He's sticking around, hanging out with us. And we've got my good buddy Josh Hendricks. You know, he was on Friday with Stuart Tump. Stuart just kind of had to head out, and he's a busy guy. I wanted to get him home and recovered. And I have got my CBD, so I'm a happy boy.
That's right.
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, we like to take care of you. We like to take care of everybody here at the shows.
Yep.
I'm sure you talked about this already, but what a wonderful place, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, my gosh.
And the nicest people in the world. Literally, I mean, that's what I would write about Portland, Oregon.
What happened? We were out walking the other night looking for a restaurant, and a woman came. What happened?
Oh, me and Stuart standing on the corner like three idiots looking at our phones. We're looking up at buildings, trying to figure out where any restaurant was. And she was like, do you all need help? can I help you all?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we obviously took her up on her offer. And I was, as she was helping us find a restaurant, because you like organic food, and we were trying to find something nice to eat. She kind of, I said, this is what I was talking about. The people in Portland are so nice. And she goes, that's us, Portland. We're nice.
Yes, we're nice. But at some point, she said with an inflection and everything.
Oh, know, yeah.
What did she say?
She was like, oh, you boys.
You boys. Like, we needed a lot of help.
I find that you're kind of interesting because you're a seven gentleman, and that's quite a compliment for
a seven gentleman
to say that about Portland, Oregon. That's amazing.
We're very courteous and nice, but everybody I've met, so many good mornings and how are you and just the friendliest staff here.
Right,
and I'm from Seattle. That's a little more cold-hearted up there.
We found that, too.
Yes. I came from Seattle. Early in Seattle, yeah.
I think the Portland people in Seattle, I've lived there for 35 years. People in Seattle would not like to hear me say that, but I think the Portland people are a little nicer.
Right. Yeah. I might have to spend more time here.
Yeah. And then the funny thing, and I opened the show with talking about the search for food, come to find out that pretty much every restaurant, if not they're all organic, most everything is organic farm to table. I was like, it's a different world here in Portland.
Well, you were looking for people that would list that, and they don't even list it because it's so
because
normal.
Because local people expect it. They demand it.
Yeah.
If they demand it, the restaurant owners must do it.
The restaurants have been great.
Yeah.
Great.
Really
great
good. And I went to the farmer's market this morning. I walked up with my friend, the naturopath you met.
Yeah.
And we brought her in. You guys hooked her up, thankfully, because we're dealing with a TBI scenario, a traumatic brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not integrated the CBD yet. So I'm very excited about that. I think it's going to be great. And we'll be able to share a story about that. Now, in terms of growing hemp, we go back to the history of America. Hemp was a mainstay in the agricultural world. Our founding fathers, some of them actually grew it. They talked about, remember, in the 20th century, the war effort, it was patriotic to grow hemp to support the war effort.
And tell people why. What was hemp used for?
So back then it was the rope and the sails for the ships. Over time it evolved into just general canvas for tents and backpacks, and sometimes parachutes were blended with the silk. The hemp was blended with the silk at parachute factories.
It's the strength of the fiber they were after.
I mean, the durability of it, they always say, like now I got hemp jeans and stuff. They're making Carhartt-type workwear, Patagonia, is because hemp doesn't wear out. It wears in. And the strength of those fibers is the big reason behind that.
And Patagonia?
Patagonia's got a new workwear that looks
like
Carhartt jackets and pants and overalls and stuff that's hemp, yeah.
That is amazing. Now, how are we going to hook me up? Because I want, hemp T-shirts, Robert Scott Bell Show T-shirts made in hemp, of hemp.
Oh, yeah, you need to talk. I got a couple people for you. My man Robert Youngman of Young Maven in L.A. Does some great 100% hemp T-shirts and, even like nice button-down, or, kind of like linen-y button-downs and stuff. I'm trying to get some sport coats made.
All right.
That's my next big thing.
That would be nice.
But also Summer Star in at Enviro Textiles.
Okay.
She's the materials gal.
Because my first round of T-shirts that we did were organic and non-GMO cotton.
Nice.
Which is cool. It was still good, but I really want hemp. I want that. The Robert Scott Bell Show to really be the hemp show, because we're all about that, bringing it back in to the mainstay of America.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, you're up with that? You're down with that? So, so in terms of the farming, the farm bill, whether it be a few years ago, whether it be recent, how is it possible that states are now growing hemp despite the so-called federal prohibition?
Yeah, so the 2014 farm bill, which comes up every 4 years and is a must-pass bill, so it'll be coming up again next year, and hopefully we'll actually have laws in place before then through the 2017 Hemp Farming Act that we're working on. I'll be in D.C. in a week and a half working on that myself.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the 2014 farm bill, states that had legislation to allow allow the production of hemp, it's not like marijuana where you would grow hemp in a state and then keep it within that state. It's an agricultural crop. It has to cross state lines.
Mm-hmm.
So the farm bill allowed those states to produce under a licensing program. So in Kentucky and Colorado and Oregon and other states, you can go to your Department of Agriculture as a farmer and apply for a license to grow hemp on your farm under research, development, and marketing, which is what allows you to sell it into the marketplace and create products. Instead of just, setting your money on fire and growing it and then being like, that was cool.
I can't do anything about it with it. Right?
So I have a license in Kentucky. And the other part of that is universities can grow independent from any, they have their own licenses and their own DEA import permits and things like that. And so at CB Sciences, we do work with a handful of farmers in Kentucky, but we work with a lot of different universities on a lot of different projects to find out how do we increase CBD production, but also what varieties are going to grow well where. So we started in Kentucky with UK, and UK has, on the on their own accord, started working with other universities across the country to say, okay, this seed from Italy grows really well in Wisconsin, but this seed from Hungary grows really well in Kentucky. And so
wow.
Then seed breeders are starting to get the rights to those seeds, and you're going to start to see domestically certified hemp seeds, whereas, as you know, all of our products come from globally certified and EU-certified hemp. You'll start to see domestic
seeds. Did you determine any strains that work well in Florida? I'm excited for when that happens.
No, Florida's got the worst hemp laws, I think, in the country.
It's horrible.
They voted hemp, or they ruled hemp as an invasive species. And
it's
so it'll be tough for us.
An invasive species.
That's what they said. But the thing is, the orange crops have been decimated by a certain kind of blight of some kind that the farmers are going to demand, I think, a change, that they'll want to switch to hemp.
Yeah.
So it's going to change. I really believe it.
And, now, and people don't realize, like, Florida has a lot of farmers.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think of it like that. Like, you think maybe it stops at the Georgia-Florida border, but Florida's a huge agricultural state. So the fact they did that with them was odd.
I think it's going to change, though, because the citrus farmers are in big, big trouble, and hemp could save them. It really could. Yeah. Dr. Joyner Bay, were you able to see Josh and Stuart Thompson's presentation here the other day? I didn't know if you were
able to. I was not.
Okay.
I missed them. Sorry.
Because CD Sciences is actually investing serious money into these universities to research this. I was very impressed with their forward sight, the farsightedness. It's not just about tomorrow. They're really planning long term.
Well, I think what they're doing is so important, because think about the opioid problem we're having, leading to heroin addiction, leading to death.
Yeah.
I mean, we need this kind of research desperately. Pain management is a major part of modern medical science, and we need alternatives to these pharmaceutical drugs that are killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know the numbers, but you know, the heroin addicts, a large majority of them come from the pharmaceutical world. They were prescribed something early on, and eventually it turned into an addiction and a desperation and a need for that high or whatever. And so, I mean, just the little effects that I've seen with, like, my mom getting off a couple prescription meds because of the gold soft gels and stuff. It just, you know, it warms your heart and makes you feel really good about what you're doing. But like you said, the bigger picture of this is, how do we get this in as many hands as possible, as many homes as possible, and see where it can go from there.
Yeah, exactly. Every pain clinic in the country should know to have this as a tool.
Yeah.
Acupuncture, which helps it deal with pain, also homeopathy, as you know.
Yes,
these things can help alleviate pain without the need for the pharmaceutical drugs and the associated addiction and the problems that ensue after that.
And it's a win. It's a win for the consumers, but it's also a win for the farmer, right? The farmers are looking for something new, something different, something to create an economical, you know, excitement within that cultural community. And hemp's doing that. Young people like myself who would have never thought about even, you know, other than like, we'll keep some cows out there or something, but I'm not going to go mess around with it. You know, it gets people excited and interested in getting back to the farm.
But I find it intriguing what you're saying, because you have almost a conflict between the pharmaceutical industry and the farm industry.
Yeah.
It's like a tug of war. Who's going to have more control, influence over health?
We should make some t-shirts. Farm versus farm.
Farm versus farm.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
That's
farm versus farm. That's brilliant.
Dr. Joyner Bay, you don't know this story. Josh does. My wife suffered trigeminal neuralgia, an injury from dental extraction.
I've had that problem.
6 years ago, this happened.
Yes.
And the hemp-derived CBD kept her alive these past 6 years.
Oh, God.
Because not even the most vicious painkillers, because we were willing, not that I like that, I'm a homeopath, but we, you know, for survival's sake, we'll try it. It didn't do it. And she got the CBD, the high concentration, and it didn't take away 100% of her pain, but it took away the severe anxiety associated with it, so it made it livable, because she had, you know, me and two kids. She didn't end her life, but they talk about that as the suicide pain.
It is. I've had trigeminal herpes zoster.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's the, you know, the herpes zoster, the chicken soup pocket virus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was like all my teeth were aching at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. It was like torture.
So
I hope I found the homeopathic medicine to deal with it, but I wish I had that.
Right. That you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've used Rustox in those cases. I've used, obviously, the Nozote, the herpes zoster versus.
Yeah, sometimes Spigelia works.
Spigelia. Yeah.
And I forgot which one worked for me, but yes.
Also, we're here at the Silver Hydrosol booth. Silver Hydrosol, as I mentioned in my lecture, it's virostatic. So if you apply it locally or use it systemically, it can stop viral replication without harming any other system of the body.
Exactly.
So it's another tool that we can utilize, and I use it for a lot of herpetic issues topically, locally. And I think the CBD topically is showing some promise for healing tissue as well. Very interesting.
I used to work in a SD clinic in Honolulu, a Diamond Health Center. We saw herpes simplex all the time.
no genital herpes, like, of course you have oral herpes too.
Sure.
So to find topical things, we know that Melissa officinalis lemon balm works in a 51 concentration.
Yep.
But if cannabis has something, or hemp has something to offer there, it's a great addition, in addition to what you're talking with the silver. Yeah. It works great.
We've stopped these herpetic lesions and reversed them very rapidly, and shingles even.
Right.
Really? And of course, the nerve pain goes away fast with silver and nerve. As I mentioned, it's counterintuitive because it's a metal. It didn't have a deleterious impact on the nerve cell. It seemed to help it regenerate, be healthier, and that I didn't expect. That I seriously didn't expect, so I began working with neurological degradation patients, and the CBD now has become a key part of that recovery.
Well, begs the issue, what happens with like brain, with traumatic brain injury, can you actually help those nerves recover?
I believe so.
Dr.
Along
Michael
with CBD.
Lewis would agree.
Michael
right.
Lewis, yeah. yeah.
Right.
So there's a lot more we can do here. We got about a little less than a minute before break.
We're just having fun.
Oh, yeah. I hope you guys
warmed up. I heard him say he lived in Honolulu. I wanted to hear more about that.
What?
It's going to be a tough game.
How to avoid STDs in Honolulu?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it's hard to do when everyone's being pretty active. Everyone's in a good mood. Yeah.
Right,
yeah, that's what I
guess. I see that being a problem.
I went to 2.5 years I worked there as an anesthesia clinician,
Nice. Well, it's interesting because, again, we're at the end stages of the era of antibiotics.
Yes.
And time again, we're hearing about that. So let's talk about some other strategies. We'll talk more CBD. We'll talk more healing with Dr. Herb here. It's just an amazing group of people here at the NPA Northwest, the Pioneer Award winner sitting to my left if you're watching on YouTube. So honored to be with him, my new friend. And, of course, Josh Hendricks. We love farmers here, even this guy, this big guy. Yes. We'll be back with our final segment of today's show after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wrapping it up from the Natural Products Association Northwest, and it is in Portland, Oregon. Nice people here. It's like Southern hospitality, but it's in the Pacific Northwest. Josh, I love it. I grew up in the South. I love Southern hospitality.
I'll be back. There's no question about that. I love it here.
And Dr. Herb Joyner Bay. Just the nicest guy. I'm sure he's going to say, no, he's really mean and gruff. But, man, nothing I've seen shows mean and gruff, although you've probably been through a lot.
You're saying Dr. Jekyll. You haven't seen Mr. Hyde yet.
You know, I've had Mr. Hyde come out on radio occasionally. Like, you know, if you have a story about, like, vaccine-injured children,
yes.
It really gets you.
I've gone on rants on radio before.
Yeah,
I was like, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, I'm like, well, we got to do it. But, you know, it's righteous anger when it comes out. Men like these men, they stand up for what is right, true, and listen, I appreciate both of you guys for what you're doing. And I said the future of our country has to go back to the farm. We talked about it earlier today, how we've got to get people in every inner city community that is in a food desert. We need to make it a food forest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And they get the farmers to take care of the soil. I mean, I'm a soil advocate. nurture the soil, please.
Well, that's where it starts.
I think,
I'm a CBD advocate and farm specifically for that purpose when it comes to hemp. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the food side of this is going to be great. You're going to have hemp-fed beef one day. We had some nice grass-fed beef last night.
Yes.
We're going to have hemp-fed beef. You're going to have there's hot dogs being with hemp seeds being put into them. I mean, the goal of the hemp food industry should be to replace soy.
I agree.
And the hemp protein and the omega-3 to omega-6 ratios and all of that, it's a no-brainer. We just got to figure out which varieties work, how to grow them, how to best get the yield so the farmer makes the most money.
Right.
And 30 years from now, you got another billion-dollar crop.
True.
Yeah, listen, we have overdone the soy. It's almost all genetically engineered, like the corn. And they've corrupted it. And people don't know how to eat soy in the West. They think it's just soy. But when they've eaten it in the ancient Asian cultures, they've all fermented and cultured.
Fermented. And they didn't learn to do that until a few hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Up until that point, it was simply, since it's a legume, it puts nitrogen in the soil.
Right.
But a few hundred years ago, they learned how to ferment it and turn it into a food decent for human consumption. That's a recent discovery by the Chinese.
And Stuart talked yesterday about how soy, all this stuff is actually making us fatter because it's giving you the munchies.
Yeah, stimulating certain receptors. Yes. And we've talked also about the parallel track with the cannabinoids, right? There's THC, which appropriately, if you use it correctly, can stimulate appetite in someone who's dying of cancer.
Yeah, right.
Desperately needed, right?
Yes.
And yet the CBD doesn't stimulate that same scenario.
It can suppress hunger. It makes you feel full. You know.
Yeah.
Feel a little bit fuller.
So there's, again, the folks, there's so much we have yet to learn because they've stifled and stopped investigation the last 70 or so years. The feds took on the pharmaceutical industrial complex and became their protector, not the protector of the people. There is no person on planet Earth, much less in the United States, where we're broadcasting from, that is suffering from a pharmaceutical drug deficiency. It does not exist. We have nutrient deficiencies. We have fat deficiencies. We have amino acid, mineral deficiencies, etc. And that's where the food as hemp is all of that. And the things that you talk about, medicine as food, going back to Hippocrates, we've got to embrace it and begin to live it. It's not enough to say philosophically we need to do that. Now we've got to relearn how to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. What do y'all want to talk about? We've got a couple of minutes left.
I just go back to Oregon, man. I'm fascinated. We got one more night here. It's beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. Went out, walked out, got some fresh air at lunch. I mean, I don't know what. I'm assuming we're going to find another organic restaurant to eat at tonight.
Right.
Well, we've got a great meal coming up here.
I think that they're going to do some kind of presentation for Dr. Herb here for his Pioneer Award.
We are in the company.
Yeah, and they're going to have like all the street vendors come in. They are preparing like the stuff that's on the street, so it's
going to
be a lot of good clean food.
They're actually doing that?
I think so.
Okay.
So we're going to have a lot of interesting options this evening. Dr. Joyner Bay, what are you going to present? What are you going to speak about your acceptance speech? Can you give us a sneak preview?
I've been thinking about that since I was notified. I speak that a lot. I have a lot to talk about my history and what I've learned from the wonderful people I've met in this business. I've met a lot of great people, and they taught me some important lessons.
Yeah,
naturopathic people, people in the industry. I've learned a lot from a lot of folks over the years.
Yeah,
I know. I'm looking forward to that because I've only been in this a short couple of years, and this has really been the first year of because last year was a lot about the farm and the production and some of these university stuff. Those relationships were established this year, so getting to come out to these shows and Expo East and West, and I get to see a lot of retailers now and work with the brokers. I talk to them a lot.
Yeah,
do a lot of webinars with them to explain what we're doing with the products and how to get that out into the general public. And it's just, you know, this is where these things live and breathe and how these evolutions, as we like to call it, get started.
Yeah.
I'm kind of seeing that, understanding it now, that, you know, makes me understand so much more about this.
Yeah,
these retailers are going to be your spokespeople for the consumers.
They will.
They'll represent you and explain, give your message to the consumers.
Dr. Herb Joyner Bay, first of hopefully many episodes with you.
I look forward to it.
You guys and gals, thank you for being with us. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.